Hello guys, and welcome to another podcast episode. My name is Henry Peterson, and this is episode number 2 in a new season. So in this season of Dog Sport Podcasting, we're going to be talking about things that are really not in design, but very, very helpful to make your design work a little or a bit easier. That is tooling. So what kind of tooling is ideal for your project? A lot of people are going to say, like, is there any other tool besides getting yourself a Mac? But what if you cannot afford a Mac and you're listening and you're more of a Windows person? What sort of tooling or specifications are you looking for your workflow? Things that you should have. A lot of people have gone about getting setups, and very expensive setups for that matter, that every time you look around and you and do spots, anything like that, it gives you the impression that probably you are not doing what you should do, or what you're not kind of doing or using the right tooling. And I've experienced that without the right tool, or having the slightest impression that you're not using the right tool, can become in itself a challenge. Aside from having the confidence in your skill, then sometimes you might feel a little bit down or feel lacking in confidence, because you lack fears, or like it's something hovering on your mind that you lack a certain tooling, and you don't have your tooling, and that might always be on your mind and hampering your creative process. So in this one, we will be talking about extensively what tooling you should have in a basic sense, what you should acquire for yourself if you want to always be kind of competitive as a programmer or a designer. So we started by talking about the things that are not really designing, but a part of a necessary or a helpful part of designing, and that is acquiring the right tooling. So a lot of people do go with the notion that you must look badass as a designer to be actually a cool designer, which isn't so. So you might find a lot of people putting out setups and showcasing a lot of fanciful things, nice to have, but take it from me, that does not make you a better or an awesome designer, or programmer. What makes you an awesome or better programmer is embedded within you. There are some people with innate tendencies to understand and appreciate colors and appreciate beauty, and more kind of have that affinity to being designers, even without ever touching a PC or be calling themselves designers. So whenever that link is drawn, and they are drawn to PCs, and they are introduced to designing, it tends to be like the perfect match. They are able to design, and they are able to acquire the necessary skills that makes them awesome. So the tooling, the primary tooling, is embedded within the person. The designer you're hiring to do your job, or the designer, that it is not just a tape, a tag being called a designer is not a tag you slap upon yourself and then, yeah, you're in the industry. It is a matter of identifying yourself as a designer, and it will always show in the way you appreciate design and the things that you're mostly drawn to. And I've found that a lot of people get into design but fail to find out what part of design that you can actually develop a career and flourish in. Some people are very good at spotting good things and commenting on good things, like reviewing designs and all that. But I find it in the namespace of design to be missing, that there are the doers, and they're like the doers, but they're always great, and they're always good ones and badass ones, and the ones that you see all around, and the ones that a company wants to hire, and the ones that are rock stars, to do it all by themselves. And they're ones that they're unheard of, like you don't ever hear of them, but yet they are doing awesome. So there are different sort of designers out there. And today, I'm still dwelling on tooling, and I say that the very first essential tooling is embedded within you. If you have it in you, then yeah, you can apply it. So it does not really matter what kind of laptop or hardware you're using. If you have a creative personality and a creative mind, you can be always able to pull two and two together and design brilliantly. Even on the web, or from analog to digital, however you want to push it. So it's not just using a Mac or a Windows PC, but it is first identifying what you have inside you. You can fancy designs, you can have an eye for beauty, but can you create, can you pull design ideas together and make it your own it, and let it stand out like from everything that pre-existed before your design? Then you're a creator and you're a designer. If you are going to always look on follow trends, that means you are a designer, but of a different kind. You're a designer of a different kind, and that I would say. But there are others, and there are others. Yeah. So before you start feeling like an imposter, always remember these words. There are others, and there are others, and there are others. Because you have it inside you. You're of a different kind, just that it's not been certain, ascertain that there are this kind of branches and specializations in the design field that could clearly describe what you have and what you do. So keep going and keep rocking. So that's it. That's it for this very episode. Hopefully we get to do another one. And hopefully I get to be like in the company of a guest. The last guest we had was Arnaud Lohi, and he was awesome. We had a very interesting conversation. If you care to listen, you can look through the list of episodes. Like I got drawn to that very episode by someone, a listener who emailed the other time, by name of Lucien. Thank you very much, Lucien, for that email. And we will be back with the next one. So as always, I say, stay blessed and keep awesome. Bye for now.